The Alaska Public Offices Commission held an expedited hearing this week to determine if Quick's campaign was coordinating with Alaska Yes, a 501c4 nonprofit group, on the placement of negative and misleading ads about one of Quick's opponents. The group has also placed ads supporting Quick's campaign. Todd Smith of Kenai filed the complaint Wednesday after he learned Quick was not only then still listed as a director of the group on the APOC website, but he'd also been a member of the group when it filed its incorporation documents earlier this year.
You know, I was pretty apprehensive about putting in the complaint because there's no way to do it anonymously, obviously. It's pretty public. I didn't realize it would be quite this public, but, you know, that's good because my whole intent was to raise awareness of it, if nothing else.
Other notable Peninsula Republicans are also associated with Alaska Yes, including Assembly President Wayne Ogle, longtime Homer-based conservative political consultant Peter Zoyus, and Quick's former attorney Blaine Gilman. Smith says he's happy the commission heard his complaint and hopes it will lead to more scrutiny for Alaska Yes.
Turns out there's a lot of people in the community who don't think it's right. I've had a lot of support, a lot of calls from good people that I know that aren't that involved that just said, hey, thank you. I saw those ads too, and it's just not right.
Quick officially resigned from Alaska Yes in March, but his campaign manager, Paul Huber, exchanged emails with other officials from the group regarding the social media ads over the last several weeks. That's according to testimony from the group's treasurer. She said Huber was in the email chain reviewing the ads before they went out. Quick announced Huber's resignation on Thursday as the state commission deliberated his case, and on Friday, the treasurer for Alaska Yes resigned as well. It's illegal for a campaign or candidate to work with a group like Alaska Yes. The tax-exempt status it enjoys allows it to take unlimited donations, and it doesn't have to disclose its donors. The commission also ordered APOC staff to investigate whether Quick violated contribution reporting requirements by failing to report the authorized or approved advertisements as campaign contributions. The staff will also recommend assessment on a possible civil penalty. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.